欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio， 我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏。微信上搜索公众号安夏说英语可以找到我。我们先聊聊职场规划当中必须避开的一些常见的误区。The best place for me to start looking for an occupation is where employers are doing lots of hiring right now.首先分享到的是第四个误区，开始找工作应该最先考虑那些招聘最多的公司。很多人可能都会这样想吧。The job market fluctuates constantly. Employment opportunities can change dramatically, although projections are available from information resources. This data should be used with caution.There's an inevitable lag time between the demands for certain occupations and the response to this demand. It is thus more important for us to equip ourselves with valuable generic skill set. 就业市场变幻莫测，就业机会不断的变化。虽然一些消息部门会做出一些预测，但是这些信息也得要小心使用。某一些职业的市场需求以及对这些需求的回应，不可避免的会存在一些滞后性。因此呢，对我们而言，拥有非凡的职业技能就能够变得更加重要。接下来分享到的误区，I must be the longest serving employee. 我要成为公司工龄最长的员工。Career planning is an ongoing process. You will probably re-strategize your career plans several times during your working life. At this time, the typical person entering the workforce at age 25, you will have as many as 5 or 6 different occupations or 10 jobs by the time he or she retires. 其实职业规划是不断发展的，在整个职业生涯当中，你可能很多次调整自己的职业计划，这样一个25岁进入职场的人，等他到退休的时候，很有可能已经从事过了5到6份职业，或者呢10份工作。Okay, that's what we talk about today. 以上就是想要的小话题，职场规划当中必须避开的一些常见的误区。开始找工作的时候，应该最先考虑那些招聘最多的公司。这是一个误区。我要成为公司供应最长的员工，这也是一个误区。更多正能量英语，请关注可可英语可可 Radio。如果想要在节目之后跟我一起来开口说英语，可以关注我的微信公众号"安夏说英语"哦。